welcome to Holy Trinity Catholic Church from Beaverton, Oregon.
Well, good evening, everybody. Thanks to all of you for coming out tonight. It's good to see a full church. How many of you are hungry and tired after a day of fasting? Me too. In April of 2008, when the Iraq War was still going on, two young Marines were on guard duty at an outpost in Ramadi, which at that time was considered the most dangerous city on Earth. So their job that night was to keep any unauthorized person or vehicles from entering the base, where 150 of their fellow Marines and Iraqi allies were sleeping. Lance Corporal Jordan Harder and Corporal Jonathan Yale were all of 20 and 22 years old. Soon after they arrived at their post, a large blue truck turned into the alleyway that was leading to the gate, winding through the concrete barriers and picking up speed as it came. The Iraqi policeman on guard with them knew immediately what was happening. It was a suicide bomber. Some of them aimed their weapons and fired off a few rounds, but when they saw that the truck was not stopping, they began to retreat and then to run, as any normal person would have done. Corporal Yale and Lance Corporal Harder also knew what was going on. Video surveillance showed that they were in fact the first to recognize the threat and to begin firing their weapons. It also shows that when their Iraqi comrades began to run, some of them ran right past the two Marines. Those two men stood their ground, leaned into their weapons, and began firing as fast as they could. So the truck careened to a stop just feet away from them before exploding, killing them instantly and collapsing buildings 100 yards away. Experts later determined that it had been loaded with 2,000 pounds of explosives. Because of the actions of Yale and Harder, every single one of their American brothers and Iraqi brothers in arms sleeping in that nearby barracks was able to walk away. One of the Iraqis on duty that night later said, "Sir, in the name of God, no sane man would have stood there and done what they did. They saved us all. They saved us all." Friends, in the gospel we just read, St. John emphasizes that Jesus was no helpless victim. The events of his passion didn't just happen to him. He chose freely, consciously, deliberately to stand between us and the powers of evil, undergoing torture and humiliation and an excruciating death in order to save us all. Saving us doesn't just mean going to heaven at some future date, God willing. His salvation is present, here, now, offered to each one of us, now. You know, if you look around the world today, if you look at places like Ukraine or Russia or the Holy Land or Somalia or Yemen, Haiti, etc., etc., if you look at the corruption and the division in our own country, the brokenness in our own families, the hardness of life, maybe even the treachery and the hardness in our own hearts, you can still see there the face of the enemy, whose presence is very real and whose intention today is the same as it was 2,000 years ago, to destroy the world God has made, to desecrate the image of God written into the human person, and to alienate God's children and drive them to despair. Jesus stepped and steps into the middle of all of this in order to be our shield and our rescue and our healing. But like those soldiers sleeping in that barrack on that fateful April night in 2008, most of us, much of the time, remain blissfully unaware, busy with other things, asleep to what's really going on. Friends, today, Good Friday, is a day to wake up, to remember Jesus' sacrifice, to give our hearts once more to him who gave and who continues to give everything for us. In a few moments, we'll approach to venerate the cross. And as we do so, I encourage you tonight, do it mindfully. don't just let it be something where you're going through the motions. Think about the cross in your own life. Think about the cross in the lives of the people you love. Think about the cross in the life of our world. And join those crosses to Jesus' cross. Offer them to him. Give them to him. Thank him for the way he's been present. And if you have no idea how he's been present, then ask him to open your eyes and open your heart to what you need to see. Good Friday is not about a helpless victim, nor is it about a God whose anger needed to be appeased. It's about a God who so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. That's the God we're here to worship tonight. Friends, come, let us adore.
Thank you for joining us. You can learn more on our parish website at h-t.org. We hope that you will subscribe to our YouTube channel or try and join us for Mass if you're local. Again, all the information will be on h-t.org.